We bring in the executive director of the BCS, that's the Bowl Championship Series, Bill Hancock. Mr. Hancock, thanks for joining us here on Overtime.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Well, first off, we were going to have you on last week, but travel plans kind of threw us an audible, and I'm glad that it did because there's more talk this week after Oregon, the number two seed in the BCS, goes down, and Kansas State, the number one team in the BCS, went down this past weekend.
Boy, you just got to love college football because anything can happen and does and will happen. What an incredible evening it was.
And, Bill, it looks like that the SEC, a lot of people are saying, when will their reign in? It looks like that if Alabama takes care of business in the Iron Bowl, Georgia takes care of business with Georgia Tech, that the winner of the SEC championship game is right back in the national championship picture.
Well, of course, what we learned is taking care of business is not as easy as it may seem. So I think we all have to sit back and watch. But it's so great about one of the great things about this game is you go from the highest highs to the lowest lows, and then back to the highest highs again.
Now, as far as having your selection for the playoff go, is there still going to be the BCS rankings? How does that get decided as the four teams that are going to play? And is there a selection committee that says, okay, this team plays this team, or are they ranked 1 through 4, 1 plays 4, 2 plays 3?
Well, we're all very happy about the playoff that will begin in 2 years. Of course, we've got the BCS again next year and the playoff the year after that. But the number one will play number four, and number two will play number three in the semifinals. And how they'll be selected, we haven't determined in final yet. We've got some working concepts, but we haven't figured it out in final.
But, Bill, you could say that with this that blueprint right there, that if the season ended right now, this past Saturday, and you had 1 through 4, the SEC, if the playoffs were intact for this year, the SEC would have 3 of the 4 teams in the playoff.
You know, and the concept is the best 4 teams.
Yeah.
And it will be, yeah, conference championships will be a factor, as well as other common sense things like who did you play, where did you play them, how did you do, who was injured when you played, what about head-to-head, what about common opponents. The selection committee will be able to consider all those things.
Wow. And what if, I guess it doesn't matter, but say, you know, Bama's number one next year, or any SEC team is, and they play in a team from the SEC East that they haven't played, and they're number two, they meet in the SEC championship game, and one of those teams loses that late in the year, they could still possibly not fall out, so you could lose that SEC championship game and still make the playoffs?
You know, it'll be like the BCS. It'll be the best 4 teams, and I think a team could lose the last weekend and still be considered the best 4 teams. It's just going to be so great as we go from 2 to 4 to see what elements of it create change and what elements of it make us think, well, you know, this is what we had. We had 2, and now we have 4.
And, Bill, when you look at the TV ratings over the past couple of weekends, the overnights for some of these broadcasts, I think back to the Alabama-LSU game in primetime, that this format, this 4-team playoff that is going to happen, the TV ratings are probably going to be blockbuster. Do you see it shaking out the same way?
Yes, I do. One of the things our group tried to do when we started talking about the playoff was preserve the regular season. And that's a big reason we didn't go to a big playoff, 16 or more teams. It was to preserve the regular season and preserve the excitement. Sure, the TV ratings go right along with it, the excitement. And I think we did that when we created the playoff. We have the best regular season in sports, and we didn't want to monkey with it, and we don't believe we have.
Bill, Arkansas has added a home-and-home with Michigan later in this decade. Do you see more teams going to these bigger non-conference games because of the fact that it could be used as a gauge of, hey, if we beat, like, say Arkansas beats a Michigan, even though they play in the tough SEC, that it could help them on down the road if they can go through the SEC pretty much unscathed to potentially get into that top 4?
No question about it. We're going to see enhanced non-conference schedules. And I don't mean every week people are going to go play Michigan, but I think people are going to play Michigan for at least one of their non-conference games. I talked to an athletic director who said, that's our plan. We're going to play one that's of that ilk, because strength of schedule is definitely going to be a factor in this. You know, it has been in the BCS, and it has been it's all factored into the computer rankings, but I think it'll take an even more important part in the playoff.
Bill Hancock, executive director of the BCS, joins us here on Overtime on the Buzz Radio Network. Bill, when you look at the changes of the landscape that are taking place right before our very eyes, the SEC expanded, Pac-12 expanded. It looks like the Big East is losing because the ACC is losing. Maryland jumping ship to go to the Big Ten, and Rutgers leaving the Big East to go to the Big Ten. Looks like it's only a formality over there in Piscataway.
You know, I'm a traditionalist. I don't mind saying that. I want Texas to play Texas A&M. I want Missouri to play Kansas. But, you know, 20 years ago, I wanted Arkansas to play Texas. And that conference realignment has worked out fine for everybody. And, you know, conference realignment has been a part of college athletics ever since we started. I got an email a year ago from a guy in Oklahoma with a copy of the Daily Oklahoman from 1926. When Oklahoma left Oklahoma A&M, now Oklahoma State, behind to join the Big Six. And the thrust of the article was, it's the end of college athletics as we know it. Well, this is 1926, and the world didn't end. So the world's not going to end now, and anybody who thinks that conference shifting is a new deal just doesn't know their history.
Bill, we have a way that our listeners can interact with us directly. It's called Live Fan Feedback, Keithley Service Company Live Fan Feedback. And one question comes from Mitch in Northwest Arkansas. If the BCS rankings were good enough to select the top two teams during the BCS era, why isn't the playoff going to use the same formula to select the top four teams for the playoff era?
That's a good question. And clearly what we had in the BCS was the BCS standings. But in the new day, the commissioners just felt like it would be better to add the human element. It works in all the sports in the NCAA. They all have a selection committee, and this committee will be looking at the numbers. There will be numbers out there. There won't be any BCS standings, at least mm-hmm. I don't think so, but there will be plenty of numbers for them to look at. But there will also be plenty of intuitive concepts to review. What were the conditions when you played? Who was injured? What was the weather like? Where did you play the game? And all those are things that that the committee will be able to consider.
And that's something that the computers can't consider.
Computers cannot.
And that brings me to the point of the computers this year with Florida State ranked so low. And I ask this question hypothetically. Let's say Notre Dame gets beat this weekend. Alabama and Georgia play for the SEC championship, and Florida beats Florida State. Could you see a way where it could be another SEC versus SEC national championship game?
Well, it's not appropriate. I don't want to, and it's not appropriate for me to speculate on what might happen. But the BCS is designed to match the best two teams in the championship game. And as we saw last year, if the best two teams are from the same conference, then so be it. But I think it's fun for everybody to think about what if Florida State beats Florida, blah blah blah. But last week, you know, were we all sitting around thinking, now what if Baylor beats Kansas State, and what if Stanford beats Oregon? Then what are we going to do? You know, you can't play out all the hypotheticals.
Well, I can tell you that people in Tuscaloosa were thinking that.
How about that video of all the people celebrating in Tuscaloosa? That was beautiful.
Bill, I know you're short on time with us, but we appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Hey, it's really been fun. Thanks again for having me on, and let's do it again soon.